100 Word Stories. Today's story is The Shoe Tree by Lawrence Simon. My parents resisted the temptation to give sarcastic answers to my stupid questions, but they caved in every so often. "They grow on trees," my mother said, exhausted from my asking where shoes come from for the 10th time that morning. "In fact, the tree on the corner is a shoe tree." She pointed to the plum bush. "Why don't I see shoes on it?" I asked. "They grow at night," said my dad. "Neighbors steal them." I spent a week camped out on the lawn, trying to stand guard over the shoe tree. I got a case of pneumonia. And that's the story for today. For more stories, go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Thank you for listening, and as always,
keep it brief!
Keep it brief.
Keep it brief.
Wait, there's two more. Two more? Hold on. You can...
Hello, this is Emily Latella from North Dakota. And I would like to begin by congratulating Mr. Simons on 6 years of a dedicated and insightful podcast, and many, many more. But I want to know what the big deal is about 100 bird stories. It seems to me that there's plenty of birds in any story without there being 100. My God, that is out of hand. That is too many birds. It's excessive. They make a big mess. No one is cleaning them up, and 6 years later, my God, they get all over the place. All over the place, they do. Oh. 100 word stories. Never mind. And keep it brief.
Just one more. One, hold on. You can deal with it, come on.
So it's an anniversary. Another year down, another year closer to world fame and domination. And so I am Stephen the Nuclear Man here, telling you to keep it brief, short, compressed, abrupt, bluff, blunt, boiled down, broiloquent, brusque, compendiary, compendious, concise, crisp, curt, hasty, laconic, limited, little, pithy, sharp, short and sweet, skimpy, small, snippy, succinct, surly, terse, to the point, ephemeral, fast, fleeting, passing, quick, swift, temporary, transient, and tidy-whitey.
Thanks, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow.